chapter number 18, and I'm going to read the first three verses, and then we'll pray and try to preach as how the Lord directs our heart. I've had this thought on my heart for probably 2 or 3 weeks now, I guess, something like that, maybe a little longer. I've been meditating on, we'll look at this thought, try to help us, and kind of look at a couple folk in the Bible that I believe we can learn from. The Bible lets us know these people recorded here are, for example, there's lessons that can be learned from these people's lives. So I will look some tonight and try to help us in the Word of God together. Acts chapter number 18, and beginning in verse number 1. The Bible said, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I thank you for each one that has assembled in this place tonight. Oh, Father, I pray for just a little while you touch these lips of clay that I might preach the preaching that you bid us tonight. May our minds be alert and understanding. May our hearts be receptive for your word tonight. Lord, if there's one in our midst that does not know you as Lord and Savior, may this be the place and the time that call upon you, repent and be saved. Help us as your people. You know the need of each one here tonight. Help me in feeding the flock which you made me overseer of. And Lord, may you be glorified in everything we say and do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 2 where the Bible says, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla. I want to preach tonight, the Lord helping me, on Aquila and Priscilla, a couple for God. Aquila and Priscilla, a couple for God. You find in Scripture this couple that Paul meets, and there's several things we'll look at about this couple tonight. I thought about this, and I guess maybe what stirred it in my heart with February having Valentine's Day, and you're talking about couples and marriage and other things of that nature. I began thinking about this married couple here and some things about their life that I believe that we can draw from. Matter of fact, it can help all of our marriages. I believe this thing tonight that are preached tonight can help these young people in finding the mate God wants them to have. Now, I do believe God has an individual for you that is His will. Amen. I promise you, as sure as He made Eve for Adam, He has made someone just for you. Amen. And God's will is that both of you be saved and that you serve Him tonight. Oh, friend, I have no regrets about serving the Lord. I'm thankful for my wife, thankful for my children, thankful for the opportunity to be involved in the work of God. Now, I thought about three things tonight. Brother Tim kidded me today and said, don't be Pharaoh. You ain't preaching a while. Let them go after a while. Amen. And so I decided to do a three-point message and you'll get out a little quicker. Amen. But I think these three things can help us in growing in our Christian life. Can I say the first thing about this couple is their walk. As you study the scriptures, they walked with God. Now, this walk, can I say, first of all, was consistent. We find in 6 places where Aquila and Priscilla's names are mentioned, and they never deviate from serving God. They're not up and down, but they are consistent in their walk with God. Matter of fact, you find here in Acts 18 and verse 2, verse 18, verse 26, then Romans 16 and verse 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 19, how the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 19, Aquila and Priscilla's names are mentioned, and there's nothing negative about them. Every verse that talks about them finds them walking with God, involved in the work of God. Can I say that's one of the greatest testimonies as individual or as a couple that can be said of any of us? Our walk needs to be consistent. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid that's the problem of the modern day church, is inconsistencies. Amen. And by the way, they ain't none of us perfect. Some of them may think they are, but they're not, as sure as I'm not, and you're not. But ladies and gentlemen, they ought to be something in us that strives that we be consistent in our walk with God. I promise you this, ain't nothing like walking with God. Amen. There's nothing this world's got that's better than walking with God. Amen. I got dwelling. I heard a man preach the other day. I says, listen to the radio, and he began talking about what are you going to go back to? Amen. Sometimes you forget the mess you was in where God found you at. Amen. Hey, you don't need to quit and you don't need to backslide. Just be consistent. Keep walking with God. Don't give up. Don't quit. But walk with God till Jesus comes. They were consistent. Hey, what made them consistent, preacher? Well, I believe they, because they's grounded. You find in the latter part of this chapter where there's a man of God by the name of Apollos, and all he knows is the baptism of John in verses 24 through 26. And he's an eloquent man, the Bible says, and mighty in the scriptures. Now, understand this and remember this. In the New Testament, when you find in particular the word scriptures, many places is referring back to the Old Testament. That's all he had. He didn't have the New Testament. Apollos didn't. All right? Sometimes we forget that. But all he knew was the baptism of John. Aquila and Priscilla were so grounded and walking with God consistently that they would say, hey, Apollos, can we help you a little bit? Can we? And we find the Bible said in verse 26 of this chapter, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Hey, they're consistent because they are grounded in the way of God. You know why folk are hot a while and cold a while at church? They're not grounded. It amazes me how many people talk about wanting to know the will of God and will not pick this babble up on a daily basis. Hey, listen to me tonight. I'm not beating you over the head. I'm trying to help you. You'll never grow. You'll never be consistent in your walk with God till you get consistent in this book. Amen. This Bible is a lamp to our feet. It is a light to our path. You need, and I need, the Word of God. Amen. Do you know what I found in my Christian life out of 37 years? I can about tell you I'm about to get cold on God, and I can tell you why. My Bible reading's getting neglected. Got too busy. Now, before you look up here all pious and religious, you the same way. Amen. Some of you, matter of fact, have had a problem maybe lately before you left the house, and where's my Bible? Hello, it's where you left it. Amen. If you use it daily, ain't no problem knowing where it's at. Amen. Hey, I know where mine lays on my nightstand that I use for my devotion when I'm at home. I know where my Bible is used in my office, my preaching Bible. I know where they are. Why? I use them. Amen. There's something about that book, brother, that thrills my heart. The more I get in it, the more it helps me and encourages my heart. You say, I'm discouraged. Get in the book. Amen. Hey, the Bible is a book. You say, I want to be a consistent Christian. I want to walk with God. Get in the Word of God. You won't know how to walk without the Bible. Amen. That Bible tell you what to do and what not to do. Amen. You don't need everybody else's how-to book. You need the book. Amen. This Bible is right. So they were consistent because there's also an agreement. Amos 3 and verse 3 still declares us in the Bible, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Aquila and Priscilla were agreed. Amen. They were as individuals walking with God, and there's walking with God together. Hey, young folk, I'm going to tell you something. That's why you better find the one God wants with you. Amen. And you better, and I know this ain't popular preach, but it's right preach. You better know what they believe. I think it's as dangerous you to get unequally yoked with someone that don't believe right as it is to be with somebody that's slap lost. Amen. Listen to me. Somebody's been indoctrinated, they're a little harder to get on the right path. That's why, let me just throw this out. This won't cost you nothing extra. That's why this easy believism is so dangerous. Hey, it's more than them repeating the prayer. They've got to repent in their heart. There's got to be a turning from sin and self unto the Savior. And a lot of folk have repeated a prayer. Somebody told them they are saved, and therefore they believe it, and they're lost. Amen. So listen, you better be in agreement. That's right. It's very important. Amen. They were consistent because of their agreement. Let me say this also, their walk, they is Christ-like. Every place that I've told you that you find Aquila and Priscilla, it is talking about them serving the Lord. Hey, folk can look at them and say, there goes a Christian. Because by the way, you do remember they's called Christians first in Antioch. Why? Because they's Christ-like. And that is what one of the definitions of the word Christian is, being Christ-like. Amen. Hey, I want to be more like him, don't you? Amen. Aquila and Priscilla were a couple for God because they walked with God. And then let me say number two, not only see their walk, but I see their willingness. As I've studied their life in the last several weeks, looking at their the verses where they are mentioned in Scripture, and they had a willingness as they served the Lord. Because you see, they were willing first to go anywhere. I don't know if you'll notice in the verses in Acts 18 verse 1, they started verse 2 together. They start in Rome. They got run out of Rome because Claudius run the Jews out. They wind up in Corinth, and from Corinth they wind up in Ephesus, and they do go back to Rome, but wind back up in Ephesus. Seems like they were willing to go anywhere God wanted them. Amen. Now, everybody look at me, especially you parents, just a minute. You'd be better off with your children on the backside of the moon in the will of God as living next door out of the will of God. I've seen a lot of parents that want their children to get fire insurance, not serve God. Hello? Hey, listen to me. I want them saved. Yes, that's the first number one thing. But I don't want them sitting around doing nothing. I want them to serve God. Amen. Hey, if that means my children are going to wind up in another state or another country, then so be it. That's settled in my heart. I want them following. Hey, Aquila and Priscilla had a willingness to go wherever God wanted them to be. Amen. Wherever it was necessary, that's where they went. I'll tell you, young preacher, something. You'll never serve God telling God what you want to do. And please don't never tell him what you're not going to do. Amen. Lord, I'll do anything, but I don't want to go yonder. You might as well get you a ticket, buddy. You on your way. Amen. Hey, everybody talks about the name and claim it crowd, but Baptists act like that sometimes too. Amen. We're going to tell God what to do. You ain't going to tell God nothing. We come to him just like we do on earth. Father, we're asking, but our Father on earth, he knew better than I did. Man, I thought I needed some things. My daddy says sometimes, son, you don't need that. Amen. Hey, he knew. Hey, and our Heavenly Father knows everything. Amen. Hey, they were willing to go wherever it was for the glory of God. Hey, we need more folk willing again. Amen. Hey, there's work to do everywhere, right here in the church, this community, this nation, and around the world. Be willing. I told God a long time ago, whatever he wanted, wherever he wanted me, that's what I do. I surrendered my life fully to him. Hey, even when I came here, I said, God, I don't know what lies ahead of me taking that church. You said to do it, but whatever you want, that's what I want. Amen. Amen. Hey, I believe that's how Aquila and Priscilla were. They said, we're willing. Are you willing tonight? Amen. Boy, it's a good place to start as a Christian. Have a willing heart in serving God. They were willing to go anywhere. But listen to this. They were willing to do anything. Amen. Now, let me throw this at you. Notice this. They were willing to do physical work. Amen. That word work, I think, is a bad word in our nation. Amen. Everybody wants something for nothing. But I believe you ought to work. I believe we work. Amen. Hey, the Bible tells us about Aquila and Priscilla in Acts 18 in the latter part of verse number 3. They were tent makers. And they worked with Paul making tents. They weren't afraid to get their hands dirty. Amen. Hey, let me just share you some great Bible verse. Would you like some Bible? A whole lot more. Can you handle more Bible? Amen. Well, here's what the Bible says. Amen. I like saying them words. That keeps me out of trouble. Amen. Let's tell you what the Bible said. Well, the Bible said in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 10, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Amen. That's the book. Is that right? Did I read that King James Bible right? Amen. Well, let me read you another verse of what the Bible said over there in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse number 8. He said, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. That's pretty stout, but that's the word of God. Amen. Hey, they weren't afraid to have a job. Amen. They serve the Lord. Hey, sometimes you get to be full-time minister. Sometimes you got to be bivocational. I've been there. Hey, buddy, I know what it is to work 40 hours a week in a printing company and go to Bible college every evening and pastor a church all at the same time. And paying my bills and everything. I know what that's like. Amen. I've been full-time the last several things I've done in the work of God, and I'm very grateful for it. But I do know what it is to have another job on top of being a preacher. Amen. Hey, I believe that they were willing to work, do physical work. Not only the physical work, but let me say this. They were willing to do any kind of spiritual work that was needed. Here's what the Bible said over in Romans chapter number 16, verse 3. That we find they were helpers. The Bible said, Paul writing this great epistle to the Romans, he said, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. My helpers. Now, you understand that when you have the word helper, that means you're not necessarily calling the shot if you're the helper. You do understand that, right? That means you're doing what's asked and what's needed. You're there trying to be a blessing and a benefit to somebody else. Amen. Hey, I believe this on my heart. We need a lot of helpers in these days. And that's something I appreciate. And I told you Sunday how much I appreciate how that you've worked during the Jubilee and the things that you've done, the kitchen, the parking lot. It's a blessing. Why? You can't have a meeting of that magnitude without helpers. Amen. You know what I found out through the years? If we all do what we can, it gets done. Amen. There are things I can't do. They're things there ain't no way. I'm not real good with my hands when it comes to things of mechanics or construction. If I build a dog house, don't let your dog live in it. Because I ain't going to promise you to stand up. Hey, why? That ain't my gift. I am not very good at stuff like that. But some of you have gifts in those areas, and you know what? God can use you even with that gift. Amen. So we find there just got to be some helpers along the way. As somebody said, I'd like to have a church. Well, you can have all of them you want. You just better be the one God wants you to have. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. Try and do something you're not supposed to do out of the will of God ain't very fun. Amen. Some people say, boy, I'd like to be in charge. You do till you're in charge. Amen. Oh, it sounds great. He's the boss man. I'd like to have his job. You would. You don't realize all the headache that comes with that. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you what, he's responsible for a lot more than you realize today. You say, well, he's the same deal as go do it, and you go over yonder. He's a working, he's a getting it done. Hey, he's the one that happened to head things up. Hey, I promise you this, we need helpers. Amen. No, that let me say this, teachers, because back in Acts 18 again, they helped teach Apollos. He's a young preacher, young Christian, and he don't know as much as what Aquila and Priscilla did. And you know what? Here's what I like about Aquila and Priscilla. The Bible doesn't tell us they jumped all over him. Bless God, that's sorry, preaching. Don't you know you're wrong? Blah, 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 blah. No. They expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Did you know about this? Did you know what God said right here? Amen. You know, we can be teachers. We can help a younger Christian in the Lord, can we not? Hey, if you've been saved 5 years, 10 years, 20, you ought not be a babe in Christ. And if y'all are, shame on you. I said shame on you. Amen. Because, hey, you ought to be more mature than you are. Amen. Now, that ain't fun preaching, but that's right preaching. Amen. Hey, we find they came along. Look at this. They took him under them. That's that idea of pulling him up under your wing, under your arm. Say, I'm gonna invest in you. I'm gonna encourage you. That's what I try to do these young preachers all along. I say, listen, hey, have you looked at that? Have you thought about this? Have you considered that? Hey, what are you doing? Pulling them in. Amen. A young Christian, hey, let me say something. We're seeing a generation coming on now that has no Christian heritage. Are you listening to me? We're going to see more and more people saved out of families that don't know anything about this Bible. All they did was know enough to get saved. They don't know all you know. Now, here's our problem in the church world. After they get saved, we think they ought to know it right then. And it didn't happen when you did it. You knew a little more than they know because you was raised in it. But you didn't know it all. Still don't know it all. Amen. Still growing. I believe we learn till we die. I really do. I believe there's things that we can learn along this journey if we want to. Amen. So they were available to help be a teacher. But hey, let me say this. Not only in this era do anything with being a helper in the physical work and spiritual work, but hey, according to the book of Romans chapter 16 verse 4, we find out they're willing to lay down their lives for the cause of Christ. Because when Paul mentions him in verse 3, they're helpers in Christ Jesus. Listen to this in verse 4. Who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. They said they're willing to put their life on the line for the cause of Christ. Now, you know why they could do that? Number one, because they're already living for him. Because if you're not living for the Lord, you ain't going to lay down your life for the Lord. Amen. Ain't no need you talking about laying down your life if you're not living your life for the Lord. Amen. So we see their walk, their willing. Number three, I'm about done. We see their worship. For we find in studying the scripture, the Bible says this in two places. In Romans chapter 16 and verse 3 through 5 is dealing with Priscilla and Aquila. And the first part of verse 5 says this, likewise greet the church that is in their house. The book of 1 Corinthians 16 verse 19. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. Now, I'm going to clarify something here. Aquila and Priscilla were church people. Amen. Because saved folk are church people. Saved folk go to church. Amen. You cannot bypass the cross and be saved and go to heaven, and you cannot bypass the church and be spiritual. Now you said, oh, well, bless God, they had a church in their house. Okay, let's talk about that just a minute. They sure did. But you know why? They didn't have buildings like we've got. They didn't have them freedoms. Amen. That's why they were meeting in their house. There's some of this crowd, these rebels, and that's what they are. Oh, I'm going to stay home. Me and my family have church. No, you won't. Amen. Why, preacher? Well, number one, I want to know something. Are you called to preach, sir? Huh? That kind of narrows the field. Amen. Are you practicing everything about the New Testament church? I really doubt it. Amen. The Lord, hey, they were believers meeting in their house because that's where the church was. Amen. They were church people. Hey, they worshiped the Lord. Amen. Can I say something for the husbands and wives? You ought to be in worship together. Amen. Not just one of you worshiping, but both of you together be worshiping. Now, that don't mean both of you are very emotional and outward in the worship. I'm aware of that. Worship starts in the heart. Amen. And if it don't start there, it ain't real. If it starts in your emotions, you're going to get derailed somewhere. Amen. You're going to have to worship from your heart. Amen. They are church people. They believed in that local assembly. We find in two different places mention about them having church in their house. They had people, they had a preacher preaching. They were there learning the Word of God together. Now, a lot of folk in our day, now traditions, some are good, some are not so good. About like old Bob Lefford's car lot, but Nashville years ago, he'd tell that. How some cars real good, some not so good. Well, that's the way traditions are. Some pretty good, some not so good. But before you really get really dominant about your tradition, you better really make sure that it's chapter and verse. Okay? Because you've got to understand something. Yeah, we have Sunday morning, Sunday night, and we have Sunday school. But Sunday school is a little over 200 years old. I know that bothers some, but that's just the truth. It was started to evangelize children. That's a good thing to do. Amen. Wednesday night wasn't started as a Bible study. They didn't have choir singing. They met to pray. That's right. Amen. I'm helping you. Don't get mad. I'm helping you. I'm telling the truth. I'm giving you the truth. Hey, when they met on Sunday, they stayed as long as they wanted to. It wasn't 11 to 12. Now, most Baptist days, son, 12, buddy, preacher, is your watch working? Amen. The most dangerous place in America on Sundays, 12 noon, the doors of the Baptist church. Amen. Don't be wandering in the parking lot aimlessly. Be paying attention where you're going. Because they're getting out of there. They want to, hey, the Methodist done beat them to the salad bar. Amen. But Bible, they just went all day. That's why you find another place, Paul preached to midnight. That's right. They just went as long as it went. Amen. So we find that they met in the house because they just didn't have a local assembly like we have. God has blessed us. I'm thankful for the local assembly. I am. The place we can come together and believe in the same, worshiping the same true and living God. We're here tonight, gathered as God's people. Amen. Amen. So they're church people. But let me say also this. There was a congregation. I want to stress that to you. All of these, because listen to the word of these verses again. This is not just Aquila and their family. Listen. He said there, likewise greet the church that is in their house. There in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 9, it said, Aquila Priscilla salute you much of the Lord with the church that is in their house. There's other folk there. There's a congregation. I believe God intended for every born-again believer to be a member of a local church. You're a renegade if you're not. I'm not being mean. God intended for us to assemble together. You know why church membership is so important? I ain't even preached much on this, but I'm going to hit it a lick, and I'll preach more on another time. But you know why you need to be a member of a church? There's no way to carry out church discipline. There's no way to carry out the church, really, to do what the work of the church, unless you're part of that local assembly. See, if you're not a member of church, you're under nobody's authority. Okay? Don't get nervous with that. That's true. You need to read Hebrews 13 again. Amen. Obey them that have the authority. But them that's over that ruler, that pastor, that one that's laboring in that word. Amen. That's right. I'm just giving you some food for thought. Amen. But hey, we can learn something from this couple, a couple for God. Can I encourage us as America that have the Lord, Lord of our homes, and let's serve the Lord as a husband, wife, and you young folk, you find the one God really wants you to be with, the will of God. You preacher boys better know what's important. Your ministry's at stake. You mess up, it's over. It's over now. I don't care what the other brethren are doing. It don't matter. Now, you can go run with them if you want to, but you're not going to be right with God doing it. Amen. Hey, that's why I kept saying to every service last week, as all you men that are called of God to preach, that, and what I say? Meet the qualifications of 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1. That kind of covers it. Amen. You say, I don't like it. Well, I didn't write it. I'm just repeating it. Amen. He wrote it. He meant it. I have to conform to it. That's right. If I'm going to be right with God, I've got to do what he said. Amen. So let's serve God. Let's draw from Aquila and Priscilla and do something for the glory of God till Jesus comes. Amen. Father, take the message, use it. Help your people to grow in grace and knowledge. Help us, Lord, to serve you better. Father, we do love you because you first loved us. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I've tried my best to preach what the Lord put on my heart tonight. I wonder, is there someone here who says, preacher, I'm not saved, I'm lost without God. Remember me in prayer tonight. And you slip up a hand, preacher, I'm lost. Anybody? Maybe you that are saved say, preacher, God spoke in my heart. I want to be faithful. I want to be consistent. I want to do whatever God wants me to do. Pray for me tonight, preacher. Amen. Hands are going up everywhere. Boy, I believe that's the heart desire of every believer. I really do. Let's stand tonight. This old-fashioned altar's open. If you need to come, will you slip out and come tonight? Let the Lord help you while we sing.